It's really special how God has formed and molded and brought us all to be together as being a very special church family. A family with many different personalities as well as many different cultural backgrounds. What an amazing gift we are to God, and what an amazing gift we are to each other in Christ. And what a great opportunity God has given to each of us to learn and to share and to grow our faith together in Christ. And God's Holy Spirit, sanctified love that moves through our hearts. Praise God. And I want to encourage each of us to continue to grow this way in our faith, in God's great diversity of love that we share together as brothers and sisters in Christ. And as we get to know each other more and more in Christ, then a special gift. You know, for example, we have many ministry groups that come together and have Bible study, and they meet outside the church. But there's one such special group that I want to talk about this morning. What a great example they are to each of us, and that is our senior members of our church. Judy Spiller is the ministry leader of the seniors group, and they're a great active group. They meet weekly on Thursdays for Bible study and fellowship. But on the third Thursday of each month, they gather together and have fellowship at Spring Creek Barbecue. They have lunch together. And then afterwards, they come to church to continue their weekly Bible study. What a great example that they are to each of us to share God's love, not only on Sunday mornings, but not only in Bible study and fellowship, but to be the church out into the community, representing Christ's love and the gifts that he gives to each of us. It's also special how they go to Spring Creek Barbecue and celebrate by partaking of the fatted calf. Because when we come together in faith, in these intentional type of gatherings, we are formed as a family in Christ. Whenever two or more of us are gathered together in Jesus' name, his Holy Spirit presence exists among us. And this is a tremendous gift from God. And this is cause for a true celebration. We are to build the kingdom of God together. And St. Cuthbert then becomes our spiritual home where we recenter and re-equip ourselves and renew our faith to go back out into our world, to be the church out into our world. And this is a similar theme that gets played out in that gospel story that we read that Jesus told, the story of the prodigal son. The younger son, of course, approached his father and asked for his father's inheritance. And he went to that distant country and squandered it all. So here's the first thing that I want us to glean from this important story, this timeless story of the prodigal son. As we consider ourselves in relationship together as a family of Christ, and what I want to do is pose a question in reflection to this. Where at times in your life have you been in that distant country? And you know, I don't mean sort of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas sort of deal. What I'm asking for us to reflect upon, where has your heart been lately? Apart from the gathering of being centered here at our spiritual home, where we share the fellowship, the grace, the celebration of God's continual love among us. Now, I'm here. My wife, Catherine, and I are here simply not because, you know, I'm the pastor and she's my wife. We're here because we accept you as our church family. And we are here because we accept St. Cuthbert as our church home. And as each of us are unique and different in our life, it's here that each of us can choose to celebrate and how we celebrate God's gift of joy and peace together as a family in Christ. Even despite all of our differences, our imperfections, and more. The bottom line, God, our Heavenly Father, calls us home in His abiding love. And collectively, this is our witness. But what is your story of faith? What is your story to where at times you have been reluctant away to that distant country from St. Cuthbert? You know, was it because maybe you had a rough week at the office, or you're going through some stresses or strains in your life right now and you just don't feel complete, like, I just won't look happy when I go to church to express the joy that everybody else perhaps is experiencing? Where has that distant country been for you that has kept you, has kept your heart from coming home to get more involved in the life of our church? Home to a loving, forgiving Father who sees and accepts us for who we are. You know, that 20-80 rule, that Pareto principle, that 20% of the people do 80% of all the work, you know? You know, that might work in your business or wherever organization whom you work for, but that principle wouldn't work well in your immediate family, would it? If you were invested in your immediate family, only 20%. Of responsibility, of work, of support, so on, love, so on, so forth. The same goes for our church family. And as 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, the Apostle Paul reminds us, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God, so that we may understand the gifts that are bestowed upon us by God. You know, what makes us different than any other social organization of people is that we are given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is our true spiritual inheritance from God the Father. Our inheritance that joins and knits us together to be a family centered in God's love. And by Jesus' cross and resurrection, through our faith, we are saved. But we are still sinners in God's sight. We are still imperfect beings. And this is why we need a home to come back to. To embrace the love and forgiveness of our brothers and sisters around us who empower us in our gift of inheritance to experience God's love. This is our true inheritance. You know, when you're not here, I know you know what I'm talking about. And you are missed by your church family. And of course, I'm speaking to the choir here, right? And I don't mean just these guys over here. Did you notice how in that story of the prodigal son, how the father was always waiting and searching for his younger son to return home? And it was because of the father's seeking love that the prodigal son was able to come to himself. And he was able to make an act of repentance to the father. And so it is with God's love. Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I repent. Please take me back in. And God never turns his back on us. As a matter of fact, God is always waiting for us to return back home. You know, when Catherine and I go out and we're invited to attend other social gatherings outside of our church and our church family. You know, being an Episcopal priest, you get invited to different things. You have to do an opening prayer or a blessing or something like that. And we'll show up for these events, just being the church out into the world. And someone at our table will find out then that I'm an Episcopal priest. Maybe I'm wearing my collar or I'm not, you know. And often sometimes they will say to me in sort of a joking way, Father, forgive me for I have sinned, you know. And that used to really tick me off, you know. You know, they're mocking me. They're making fun of me. But, you know, through those experiences, I have learned to put my own feelings aside and allow God to use his opportunity through me. And that's what we're all called to do. And when someone comes to me and finds out and they respond, Father, forgive me for I have sinned, I can respond with the words, do you know how true that actually is? Because God loves you. And I think so often as Christians in our world today, if we're not careful, we can come across to others like the older, dutiful brother in the story. You know, I always want to be careful that I don't approach or present myself as being holier than thou to other people. And sometimes, at the great mistake of my own humor, I go and overextend trying to make myself available to other people. Can you believe he said that? And he's a priest. But if we're not careful in how we present ourselves to others, we can miss out on what God can be doing through us, what God wants to do through us to other people. We can even keep someone from coming back home and to experience the loving embrace of their spiritual family in Christ. Because our spiritual inheritance of God's love can only be lived out in our intuitive, our intentional, our spiritual relationships with others, especially through the diversity that we share in Jesus Christ. And God lets us know this importance in that story of the prodigal son. As he said, the father said, this son and daughter of mine is the same person as this brother or this sister of yours. And from our second epistle reading, we heard Paul's words again. All of this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us. And right now the harvest is ripe. It's ripe to step out in faith and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to all those around us, especially in our geographic zip code that surrounds our church, as we begin today to saturate our surrounding neighborhoods with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Show that picture, please. I want to thank those ambassadors for Christ who showed up yesterday to assemble and package all of these door-hanging bags. And as you can see to your right over there where you see St. Cuthbert Cares, down below on the floor there are these brown paper grocery bags. Inside those bags are filled with these door-hanging baskets. They have a little hole in them right here so you can hang them on the doorknob. Inside this bag, there is a DVD that explains and shows the story of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. There's also contained in this bag spiritual tracts of how to seek salvation in Christ. And there's also a very special Easter invitation to invite someone else to our church home on Easter Sunday. And there are 3,000 of these packets all ready to go. And if you notice, as they are stapled together in bags, there's a piece of paper on top of them that's stapled to the bag. That piece of paper has a display map of our surrounding neighborhood, where we can walk up and pick up a bag and head out this door to be the church out into the world. And on that piece of paper, there's a description of where to go. We have 1 hour routes. We have 45-minute routes. We have 30-minute routes. And we have people who have signed up today to take these bags out. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we, in 80%, moved forward to step out in faith to be Jesus's hands and feet in our surrounding neighborhood to saturate people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is walk up to an assigned house on your route and hang this bag on the doorknob and say a prayer, say a quick prayer. Lord, bless the people who live in this house. And that's all you have to do. Allow God to do the rest. And as I've said, we have several people assigned up today. If you feel called to participate today in picking up one of these bags that has an assigned route, whether an hour, 45-minute, or a 30-minute route, if it's too cold right now for you to go out today, take the bag with you. Wait a couple of days. It'll be 90 degrees again. This is Texas. But let's get the gospel out of our church into our surrounding neighborhoods. If you feel so called, come up at the end of this service. I'm going to pray over these bags and those who have signed up and those of you who want to come forward to distribute these bags. And we will process out the door together. If you want to grab your bag, you can do it then. If you want to come back and search through those bags, you can do that also. Let's get these bags out the door. And let's let people know that they can come here to St. Cuthbert to experience as a gathered family in Jesus' name, God's eternal peace. This last slide, let's allow God to make a difference, not only in our own life, but more importantly, in the life of someone else, allowing God to work through us, through our inheritance of the Holy Spirit, to saturate as we build the kingdom of God together. Amen.